On election night, I sat with my family watching Barack Obama's historic speech as the newly elected president. I held my 7-year-old daughter tight, tears on my cheeks as we saw so many in the crowd crying. I remembered a night when I was 7, watching television with my mother, when a news bulletin announced that Martin Luther King Jr. had been shot and killed. His picture filled the screen. My mother dropped her mending and screamed. "What is it?" I shouted. "What happened?" She couldn't speak, crying as she shook her head in disbelief. Here I was with my daughter 40 years later, watching television and seeing another black man's face on the screen. "Why are you crying?" she asked. "Didn't we want Obama to win?" Ella attends second grade at a public school whose demographics mirror San Francisco. Her classmates are black, Asian, Latino, and white. Her best friend has a white mother and African-American father. Her oldest friend has 2 moms. At home, we read about Dr. King and listen to his speeches on my iPod. And she has heard me tell the story of a night 40 years ago, how I will always remember my mother's cry, how I knew something irreversible had happened. She asks about that story. She wants to know what room we were in, how loud Grandma screamed, what I did to console her. For it is the things that we cry over in front of our children, the tears of great sorrow and of great joy that strike them deeply. So although her life is one that Dr. King dreamed of, where black and white children play together, where people love who they love openly, I hope she will always remember election night, seeing her mother's tears, the tears of the crowd, of so many people whose hope had been restored. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Rapp.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.